Srimati Anusuya Sridhar Limay is one of the outstanding social workers of Maharashtra. After graduation, she took up teaching as a career but gave it up to enter politics and joined the Quit India movement in 1942. She was imprisoned for about a year and was released in 1943. Since then, for about 16 years, she dedicated herself to constructive work as an organizer of the women's wing of the Rashtriya Swayam Seva Dal, a non-communal social service organization in Maharashtra. In 1946, she married Shri Sribhar Limay, one of the founders of this organization. Since 1959, she has been an active member of the Praja Socialist Party as well as a member of the National Executive of the party, except for a brief spell. She was a member of the Pune Corporation for about 10 years, from 1957 to 1967, and has been a member of the school board of the corporation and later its chairman. She is the chairman of the Samajwadi Mahila Sabha, the socialist women's organization, and also secretary of the Industrial Women's Cooperative Society. In these various capacities, Srimati Limay has been actively engaged in the constructive activities of the Praja Socialist Party, particularly for the education and uplift of lower middle class women and women labourers. Srimati Limay starts her reminiscences by recalling her student days, her starting her career as a college teacher, and her participation in the Quit India movement in 1942.
I started my career as a nationalist in my student days only. When I was a college student, I started an institution called Navabharatiya, where the girl students, we all collected together once in 15 days and had some lectures on some national issues. When Mr. Gore, Mr. S.M. Joshi, Bandhu Gore, all these people came and gave lectures. Of course, after I passed my graduation, I wanted to be a good teacher. My father was also an educationist, and I had from him gained some points in the social aspect, and I wanted to be a good teacher. But first I wanted to learn about sociology, and as there were sociology was not a subject for the post graduation here in Pune, I went to Bombay and I started to collect some material for my thesis. But my father also wished that I should pass my BT, as I wanted to be a good teacher. So I again came back to Pune. In 1942, I was the student of the Tilak College of Education, and I stood first in the exam BT. I also was selected as the assistant lecturer in the college. But only after 2 months, the Quit India movement started. I was already impressed by the coming of that movement, and so I wanted to resign, because I knew that on the 10th of the August there was a great movement in Pune city. Only before my house there were, the procession was arrested there, and so many young people got some injuries. They were brought in our house. My father also took a great part in doing some service for these people. So on the 10th, I didn't want to go to the college. But of course, I was a servant, so I resigned. I wrote in my resignation that I want to join the movement, and so I'm resigning. Of course, after that, I was made as a co-worker between the students and the executive committee of the Pune city. I mean the executive committee of the movement. But only after 10 days, I was arrested. I couldn't do much. only I could do something between the students to get them collect round the movement. I was arrested on the 28th of August, and for 1 year I spent in Yeroda jail and also in Hindalga jail. Inside the jail also, we had some romantic experiences, because there were some strikes inside the jail also. As the jail, women's jail, was overcrowded, we had to struggle there, because we were all locked up at night in a barrack of 200. We had already passed that number. So we went on strike there, also hunger strike. And after that, some of us were transferred to the Hindalga jail in Belgaum. In Hindalga again, we had to face another thing, because there was the gastroenteritis or something like cholera. There were some women who fell ill. Two of the women... two satyagrahis who fell ill and who also lost their lives. I can remember Miss Maniben Patel, Vallabhai's daughter, and Miss Mridula Sarabhai, the famous daughter of the famous Ambalal Sarabhai from Ahmedabad. These two women, they were elderly women, and they served so much there. They gave so much time for these women that we were all impressed by their service and by their nature. After 4 months, we were again transferred to Pune, to Yeroda, and the whole year we passed there. Inside the jail, we could just think, we could collect together, read some books, and also think about our nation and all these things. I was released from the jail in 1943, and after that I was thinking what to do, how to choose my career next.
Srimati Limay goes on to recollect her constructive work as an organizer of the women's wing of Rashtra Seva Dal, the non-communal social service organization started in Maharashtra by Angie Gore, Rao Saab Patwardhan, Sribhar Limay, and other socialist leaders.
When I came out of the jail, I just thought what career I should choose next. I now didn't want to be a teacher, because it was still a dependent India, a slave India. And the 1942 movement had given a sudden turn to all my career. So I joined the Rashtra Seva Dal. The Rashtra Seva Dal is a youth organization which has established itself in the freedom struggle and which is still working as a constructive organization. There was Bhau Sahib Ranade, a very old worker of the Rashtra Seva Dal, who earnestly strived that women should come forward to serve the nation. I came in contact with him and I thought of joining the Rashtra Seva Dal. The great leaders were still in jail. But we started again with a new enthusiasm to organize the Rashtra Seva Dal, which was all disorganized in the freedom struggle movement. But of course, there were so many young men and women who were impressed with the idea of the freedom fight, and they joined the Rashtra Seva Dal. So many branches in villages, they took root, and the need was of some organizers. So I joined as an organizer of the women's wing. I toured in Maharashtra and tried to give shape to the women's and also of young men's branches in villages. I served as a full-time worker in the Rashtra Seva Dal nearly for 16 years. The Rashtra Seva Dal was inspired by the late Sane Guruji, who called that the Rashtra Seva Dal is my life. Till independence, the aim of the Rashtra Seva Dal was to prepare freedom fighters for the nation. But after independence, the Rashtra Seva Dal people had also to think about the future line. At that time, Sane Guruji gave a very good directive. He told that the Seva Dal should now work as a constructive and as an educational institution for the nation. So we organized work camps, the Bhutan movement, and also some squads to work among different constructive aspects. I had an opportunity to serve Gandhiji when I was in the Rashtra Seva Dal. Gandhiji came in the Nature Cure Hospital in Pune, and the Rashtra Seva Dal was given the duty of organizing all the people who wanted to visit him, to see him. And so we organized a squad to see and to look after Gandhiji. Gandhiji, who had inspired women and who had made them bold to face lathis and face jail, enthused us to work in the Rashtra Seva Dal in the women's activities. The RSD had so many branches in different villages in all the districts of Maharashtra. So we organized girls' branches also. We had physical education camps for women. We had a constructive squad of the Rashtra Seva Dal, in which nearly 30 youth gave their whole 1 year. In this squad, we were successful to get 2 young graduate women. They also gave their 1 year for this work. We had to go to different villages to have the work squad there. We stayed there for 15 days, sometimes even for a month, to work on an approach road or to work on a water arrangement of the village. We had to do special efforts to get permission of the parents to bring girls on these work camps. The village women generally did not come out in social life. So when we organized any work camp in a village, we had again to make special efforts to bring women to work on this work camp. We organized adult literacy classes for women. We organized health service for them. And in this way, our women workers also became very popular among those women. We had very interesting experiences sometimes. Once in Alangaon in Pune district, nearly 40 miles away from Pune city, we had organized a work camp. These 2 young workers, our women workers, were also there. They were very popular because of their social work among the women. Once they had a very interesting experience. There was the Nag Panchmi day, where the village women they worship the snake, god snake, so that god snake should not give any injury to them for the whole of the year. Our women saw that there were two separate rounds of these women, merry-go-rounds, in which women participated, sang songs and also played. Our women saw that there was a general merry-go-round and there was a segregated merry-go-round for the so-called Harijans or the untouchable women. Our women started thinking they wanted to give a blow to this social structure of the village. They appealed to the women of the general round and said that for such an auspicious day, they should have a big ground for all the women. Of course, the women of the general round, they did not like this idea. They were rather afraid and so they didn't listen to this. Our women disassociated with that, from that round, and they joined the round in which the untouchable women took part. The next day, they saw that there was a very big commotion in the village. People from the village tried to blame the RSD. They said that these people do not come only to serve in the work camp. They also want to interfere in our religious and social customs. Naturally, this gave a very big setback to the whole work. The Rashtra Seva Dal also organized cultural squads. In those old days, women from decent families did not dance on the public stage. Generally, the tamasha women came from the singing class, class of the singers, in which decent families did not send their girls. But the Rashtra Seva Dal wanted to organize cultural squads, which was to teach people through the medium of entertainment. Naturally, they wanted to bring women from the decent class. We wanted to teach through the medium of cultural singing squads, medium of dances, and also the medium of tamasha, which was the popular folk dance. In this cultural squad, some young girls did participate. Of course, we had to make great efforts to take permission from their parents. The Rashtra Seva Dal had to face a great criticism for this. And in some cases, we had to close the play because the people in the audience did not behave properly. Of course, I must say that after some years, the RSD cultural squad got such a big popularity that people wanted to have the cultural squad, their program, in their own town. The impact of all these activities among the village people was very great. Women from the villages came out to work on the cultural, to work on the work camp, to help in the public activities, to have a new social outlook towards the world. It inspired them with a new national consciousness, with an idea of serving the nation and their community.
Srimati Limay concludes her reminiscences by recalling her constructive activities from 1957 onwards for the education and uplift of lower middle class and working women in various capacities, as a member of the Pune Corporation School Board and later its chairman, as the chairman of the Samajwadi Mahila Sabha, the women's organization of the Praja Socialist Party, and as the secretary of the Industrial Women's Cooperative Society. Srimati Limaye also recalls her leading a batch of 20 women volunteers to the Goa border during the mass Satyagraha movement in 1955 for the liberation of Goa, in which her husband Sribabu Limaye had taken a leading role.
As the Rashtra Seva Dal was mainly a youth movement, and I thought that I had passed my youth, I was thinking of joining some other work. I was impressed by the political field, though I was mainly a constructive worker. I was already a member of the Praja Socialist Party. Now I became an active worker of the party. I was elected as a member of the National Executive. I had an opportunity to attend the Anti-Fascist Women's Conference in Yugoslavia. I was representing there the Praja Socialist Party of India. I also went to Israel as a representative of the party, and there I saw the kibbutz movement and the moshav movement. I learned much from these experiments. I took active part in the Sanyukta Maharashtra movement and also the movement against the rising prices. I had to go to jail thrice in this period. There was also the Goa struggle. But as my husband was already was in jail, and as he was given 10 years imprisonment, and as my daughter was very young, I did not join the Satyagraha. But in 1955, there was the mass Satyagraha, and I took a service squad of 20 women on the border of Goa to help the wounded Satyagrahis. We had to walk miles to carefully keep a watch to see where the Satyagrahis were beaten and thrown away. After the Satyagrahis were thrown away, we took them inside our camps and we served them. In 1957, the PSP wanted me to contest the Pune Municipal Corporation election, as there were very few women who contested elections at that time. I got elected and I was a member of the school board. In the next election, I was again elected and had a chance to be the chairman of the school board. For 5 years I served there, where I could study the educational system and also the condition of the municipal schools. Now I am working as the chairman of the Samajwadi Mahila Sabha, or the Socialist Women's Organization of Maharashtra. We are doing constructive and educational work among women and also making them politically conscious. We are conducting an industrial cooperative society, the main object of which is to provide work to housewives of low and middle income groups to help them to supplement their family budgets. We also try to make these women socially and politically conscious by organizing their study circles. We have organized a housewife training course for them, in which we try to teach them lessons in child psychology, childbearing, women's health, food and nutrition values, and also civic and national sense. Women are generally highly superstitious and reluctant to change their mode of life. Lot of time of the common housewife in Indian villages is wasted in futile superstitious and religious customs. To cope with this problem, the Samajwadi Mahila Sabha organizes 3 months housewives training courses in which lessons are given as well as practicals. Women start thinking when they go through this course. Some of them really develop talents and come out to work with us in the social field. I feel an earnest need of educating masses of women in India so that they can be good housewives. They can bring up their children in a better scientific way. They can develop a national and social consciousness and also a modern scientific outlook. And they can be good, responsible citizens of New India.
Thank you very much, Srimati Limay, for your reminiscences of your participation in the Quit India movement of 1942 and of your constructive activities, particularly amongst women in villages in various capacities, as a member of the Rashtra Seva Dal, as a member and later a chairman, the chairman of the Pune Corporation School Board, as chairman of the women's organization of the Praja Socialist Party, the Samajwadi Mahila Sabha, and as secretary of the Industrial Women's Cooperative Society.